with Owen McDermott. Weekdays from 4. 2FM.
What happens next?
Happens here. 2FM. 2FM.
Dave Fanning, hello, sir.
There you are now, Sonny. How are you?
I'm very well. Dave, I've heard you on your show many a time predict the Oscars, I think with reasonable success as well. You've got a solid track record.
Well, it's not that difficult necessarily to have a solid track record. Just remember, there's a thing called the awards season, and the Oscars ends the awards season. So you can get a pretty good indication if you follow the 9 or 10 other thousand awards that have been happening since January.
There's always loads of surprises and false turns and false dawns for people, but you're thinking this year is pretty straightforward.
No, I don't necessarily, but you can kind of give a vague prediction. Like, I mean, there's always one we all know. It was always going to be Cate Blanchett the other year there for the Woody Allen movie she made. Well, this time around, it's definitely going to be Leo DiCaprio for The Revenant. Now, whether he deserves it or not, and whether you think it's his best sort of acting role or not, it isn't, by the way. He's going to get it, there's no question.
Is it? Because I was saying this the other day, morally, it's not like a morally nuanced character or anything. It's pretty straightforward. He's one cup of drinking his own pee away from being in a Bear Grylls show.
Absolutely, 100%, and that's exactly what it is. And to be honest, there's nothing special about the movie at all. Except, I'll tell you, I'd say, in the same way as Apocalypse Now did, because the shoot was so difficult and it took them so long, and half the crew left and half the crew fought. They came back a year later to get like 10 of light on a Tuesday afternoon because there's no CGI and there's no green screen or anything else. Having said that, it's just an old-fashioned story of revenge, and it's not that special.
But you think it's going to do it for Leo?
Yeah, sometimes you just know these things. Like, I mean, he should have got it probably for the Wolf of Wall Street recently, or a bunch of other movies, you know. Maybe, I don't know. But, I mean, this time round, he'll get it because it's about time they gave him one.
It's a sympathy Oscar. So he's going to beat Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon for The Martian, Fassbender for Steve Jobs, Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl. You think that's a shoo-in?
I really do think it's a shoo-in, no question about it, yeah. The only one I haven't seen of those is the Bryan Cranston Trumbo one. But absolutely, Leonardo DiCaprio, no question, best actor Oscar.
Okay, let's jump over to the ladies. So, best actress, we have Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years. We have Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Cate Blanchett for Carol, Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn, and Brie Larson for Room.
Yeah, this is a lot more difficult. The five of these here, without a doubt. First of all, I would definitely think that Cate Blanchett is not going to get it, even though she's very good in Carol. I think Jennifer Lawrence and Joy. This is the first time I've seen why Jennifer Lawrence is so liked. I loved her in Joy, and I finally get the Jennifer Lawrence bit, not being a Hunger Games fan. Charlotte Rampling is superb in 45 Years, I thought, but by the same token, I'm not too sure really about that. I think it's between Saoirse Ronan and Brie Larson, and I think that's two Irish ones, of course, because Saoirse Ronan acts and Brooklyn and all the rest, and Brie Larson for Room, which is Lenny Abrahamson's movie, and Emma Dunne, who wrote the thing. I think Brie Larson's going to win.
Because she won, of course, didn't she win the Golden Globe and the Screen Actors Guild?
She's won a few of them. It's not just because of that, but I do think she's definitely going to win this one, yeah. And I think low second is Ronan.
Okay. And a lot of people have her favoured. Now, one that mightn't be so straightforward is Best Picture, because if you look at the odds, not that I'm prone to do that, it's a three-horse race, apparently. So I'll tell you the full list is Brooklyn, Bridge of Spies, Room, Mad Max, The Martian, and then the top three, apparently, The Revenant, The Big Short, and Spotlight.
Okay, well, The Revenant, you see, the thing about it is when you get the director, you got to look at The Revenant as well. And I don't think that I could be wrong about it. But I remember Tom Hanks won in, I think it was 94 and 95 or something, for both Forrest Gump and then Philadelphia. So that's 2 years in a row, same actor. I don't think it's ever happened that a director has won. So, like, this would be the same, if The Revenant won as Best Picture, same director as last year, Birdman. I don't see that one happening. I don't see The Revenant being Best Picture either. So I think the three big ones are definitely The Big Short, which I thoroughly enjoyed, an entertaining and frightening look about the 12 guys, actually it's just six in the movie, who were able to predict in 2006 that the whole house crash was going to come crashing down, subprime mortgages in the States, and they were right in 2008, it fell apart. And it was basically that no one on Wall Street would listen to them. You know what they did? Even though they were moral guys, I thought that was really funny. What the hell with it? We're going to bet on the end of the world. They made a fortune. The end of the world happened. But they weren't moral. In the whole, I must say, I thought it was pretty damn good. I really enjoyed The Big Short. The other ones are Spotlight, which again is like a grubby version of All the President's Men. It's kind of like, it's very slow. It's not as dramatic. It's just the whole thing about the church and what happened in Boston with this newspaper and how they unearthed terrible crimes in the church. I think that's got a very good chance. I really do. Bridge of Spies, brilliant. I'm not so sure about that. Brooklyn, brilliant. I'm not so sure about that. Mad Max, I know it's they would laugh, but it's got a chance. The same director who made the original back in 79, George Miller, crikey, and I must say, it's full in your face, but full in your face movies never win. So A Room, I don't know about A Room either, I wouldn't necessarily think so. So I would say that it's between The Big Short and Spotlight, and you're going to have to tell me, you're going to ask me now, which one am I going for, are you?
Absolutely.
I'll go for Spotlight.
Spotlight, okay. That is probably a two-horse race between those two. And finally, we touched on director there, but the best director nominees are Lenny Abrahamson for Room, Thomas McCarthy for Spotlight, Adam McKay for The Big Short, George Miller for Mad Max, and Alejandro G. Iñárritu for The Revenant.
Oh, God almighty. I'd go for Adam McKay for The Big Short then, if he doesn't win the best movie, you see. Like, usually, or often, I should say, director and movie go together. But so often it doesn't happen that way. They do give it the best movie, but don't give it the best director. So they might, if you say the two top ones for movie are Big Short and Spotlight, then they might those two in terms of who gets the award, director or movie, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. All right, that is the word, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dave Fanning, his predictions have been frighteningly accurate.
Yes, so, but always the chance of being frighteningly completely inaccurate and therefore wrong.
Yeah, well, so that's half the fun. But if people want to take Dave's advice and punt for those four, then
oh
you
God,
get a shot.
If I were you, I'll tell you what you should do.
What?
You should go back to last September and put £1,000 on Leicester to win the Premiership. Because, you know, if you did last September €1,000, do you know what you'd get? $500,000.
No.
I think it's 500 to one, yeah?
Gee,
God, have I done those maths on? It's great, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, well done. Maths is flying. You're sharp as a sharp as a knife.
Yeah, good man. Thanks, Owen.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you.
All right, take it easy. Good luck. Woo! Turn it up. It's the place to be. 2FM. This is Owen McDermott. Driving you home weekdays from 4. Hear it. See it. Live it. 2FM.